Sports Weekly here at 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Jeff Bowman, along with the coach, Fred Smith. Fredo, how are you?
I'm doing good. You did a heck of a job emceeing our Hall of Fame banquet last Friday night. I want to just give you kudos to our community.
Thank you,
because
for that.
We're so appreciative to have you do that. And
yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was done. I moved it up. I really enjoyed that. It was fun. It was a good time. I was telling somebody Saturday, I said, I think I'll do a better job next year now that I kind of know how it works, too.
Yeah. Well, I hope they gave you a script. Should have gave you a script and everything.
No, they did. Okay. They did. I had a good, Scooter helped me out with
good,
all that.
Good.
He really did a good job with that. But, just something. Just
knowing
there was some ad-lib stuff I had to do and in between things. And so it just, I had kind of a layout. It was good. It was a good night. A lot of very deserving people recognized, and it was fun. And it was, I tell you, very moving with you and the Maloney family, and to be able to, I know most people here that are going to be listening to this know the fact of Coach Ed Maloney that passed away as the lacrosse coach, but to be able to have him give a little acceptance speech before he passed, knowing that it was time was near, and him being able to do that was such an emotional night, but it just showed his character and his personality came through and shined through, and that really was a nice thing that happened there. So our phone's ringing. So you
good.
All right. Comment on that while I answer the phone.
Yeah, well, one thing I want to comment on is you're absolutely right about Coach Maloney, and we've talked a lot about him here. But one of the things is when we do these big events like that, I don't know, there's 200, 250 people there in the field house, they bring in these big lights, and I hate that. So if Jeff wasn't there, he had to help me down from the stage because my legs were so bad. It was almost embarrassing. But because those lights were so bad, I couldn't even see. That's the only thing. It's always disconcerting when you get to the big events and they have those stage lights. Oh, my goodness.
That was a hard time for me. I had to, if I curved my body the right way, I blocked the light so I could see exactly where I had to step to. But yeah, that was.
We got Coach.
That was tough. Coach, you there?
I'm here. Sorry, gentlemen. Just got off the practice.
He's there, but I can't hear you.
Well, I got him perfect, so.
Something's going on with my headphones here. You got him?
I got him perfect. Coach, he's there, right?
I'm glad you can hear him.
Yeah, I got him perfect. You want to switch headphones here?
Hear a thing, so. Hold on. Ask him a question. I'm going to go grab my
headphones. Good deal. Well, that's great. First, before we're going to talk hoops, your Dolphins are costing me a little bit of money in this pool there, buddy. What's going on with the Dolphins?
Coach, man, I'm telling you, this is yesterday. Well, we had the golf department golf outing, and they play in the morning.
They play in the morning.
DVR. I get home and watch it, and I felt like I should have just stayed out there and kept playing golf.
Yeah, but it's funny that with the ups and downs of sports for sure, and what a great weekend, and appreciate you and Coach Siljabek put on such an unbelievable tailgate over at the stadium during tailgate time. It was a wonderful time. And I don't know if people realize we played Madonna in football, volleyball, men's soccer, women's soccer that day. So a lot of Madonna buses were there.
How about that?
You here now?
Yeah, Coach, it's Jeff. I finally got you now. I had some issues with my headphones, so we're good. I missed your tailgate. I needed to stick around longer. I was there for the right next to the alumni tent, the marketing tent with
WD. They had a bunch of them. Bauer had one of them. Beautiful.
Well, I was telling everybody that I would be a very good candidate to be on the judging committee for all those because I could really walk around and eat a lot of different foods and check them all out. I'm like, I was built for that.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, Coach, let's talk a little hoops here as well. That's what we're. We're just about ready to get things going, and how is the team looking so far? And I imagine probably really excited to actually get a real season going now.
Yeah, gosh. Well, I mean, you guys know, you know, when the weather starts getting a little colder, it's time to start moving and thinking about moving inside and getting to work inside. But, you know, I think how this group has worked from the fall all the way to this point, you know, one of the things that we've just been focusing on is just really the you know, getting better at the things that we can control, you know, our habits and our work ethic. And because everybody wants to talk about winning a championship. Well, I mean, there's so many steps to do that and to play at a championship level that if you skip those steps, I mean, you're just wasting time and energy. And I think that's one thing that this group has done a really good job of, you know, getting their daily habits better, and then transferring those habits to, you know, from drill for skill work during the day to practices. And then once we get everybody together in practice, you know, getting that work in then. So I've been pretty pleased with how guys have mentally approached the workload to this point in the young season.
Well, how's the roster? What about I know we're going to talk with Kevin Rice coming up, and I know he stuck around for one more year. Do you have more guys that decided to take that extra year?
Slim was our other senior. Jordan Wyckoff last year actually graduated with his degree. So
okay.
Jordan didn't come back, and understandably, you know, I think, and Coach can attest to this, that, you know, every guy's end goal is to get that degree in college. So Slim was a semester away, so he's going to have the best of both worlds, start working on a master's degree and get his undergrad and be ready to go, coming back as probably one of the more marquee seniors within our really, really good league.
You know, it's funny now that you said Slim, because Coach Fred said, we talked with Kevin last year, did we? And I'm like, I'm trying to remember, you know, we talked to so many different people. And then as soon as you said Slim, I remember, yes, we did, because we commented about Slim. So now you said that, it comes back to the memory bank that we did talk with him last year. And, you know, I guess he is a guy that really can make things go for this team.
No question. We have with Slim, we call it the Tim Duncan rule. It's that old adage of when the Spurs are really good and Duncan was winning MVPs and they were playing for rings, the ball played through Tim Duncan. Well, the ball's going to play through Kevin Rice. And I think the one thing that he's done a tremendous job of going back to May was, you know, really working on his craft and improving his game into a multi-dimensional type of player. And I'm excited for him and what he's going to do this year, and more importantly, you know, how he's going to kind of emerge as, you know, the leader and one of those marquee guys for us this year.
Well, who are some of the other guys that we really think about that's going to be, you know, you hope to step up and be a big part of this team?
Curtis Bell. Curtis he's, you know, going to steal that COVID year. So he was a junior last year, coming back as a junior again, and Kurt was, you know, all defensive team last year in our league, and he came in at semester and we plugged him in, and man, he impacted right away. He had a great summer and has had a great fall. So I'm excited about how he's going to, you know, work at taking his game to another level. Kewan Graham, an electric lead guard, redshirted last year for us. He's going to be ready to go. I'm excited about that. And then we've got some younger guys that, you know, I'm really interested in, and this is, I was talking to some people over the weekend about, you know, I think in, especially at our level, maybe not as much Division I or Division II, but, you know, that COVID year where everybody gets to hit that reset button, you know, our freshman class, our legitimate freshman class last year is now, you know, freshman again. So for them to have a chance to steal a year of experience, is huge. So, you know, here's Elijah Kimmons, who, you know, really came on like gangbusters late in the year and kind of emerged a little bit as a really good underclassman in our league. I'm looking forward to him to stepping up and stepping into some things. Dominique Cole, another young post player, banger, kind of a road grader type of post player, you know, growing his game on that COVID year as well. So, and we recruited three guys from South Florida who've never seen snow in their life, so they're going to get used to that real quick, that are going to be really good. Max Morantinos is a 6'7", 6'8", post kid who's going to be really skilled. Elijah Sterling is an electric wing player. And then Luis Young is kind of a Steve Nash type of lead guard. So I'm excited about those three guys and what they can do and how they can add and, you know, hopefully get us to another level this year.
And you're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here with 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. And we're talking with Saints head coach Joe Picciotta. And I know Fred's got something for you there.
Well, we talked about Kevin last year, and we covered him a few times. And this will be his actually third year at Siena with the COVID thing. He showed last year he's a very, very versatile player that could go inside out, move the ball in the perimeter, defend, and all that. So, in particular, where are you going to try to play him then, Coach? Are you going to play him at the wing, or are you going to play him at the high post or inside, or just what are your plans with Evan?
Coach, one of the things that we started to do back in the spring is with the personnel that we've had and we've added, we've kind of made an adjustment to playing some, a European style of ball screen motion. So now, having a chance to move him around a little bit so that we don't tie him down to the block or, anchor him down into that short corner where now we can get him up in the slot where he can face the basket. We can get him in some pick and pop situations where now, off of, playing that two-man game, and Coach, this in the NBA, man, somebody's going to make a mistake and you just have to make that read. So if they take Slim away on the roll, then the driver's going to be open. If they take the driver away, then Slim's going to be able to play off that pop. So I think the guys have done a really good job of learning and understanding, because you have to play that the right way. If you don't, you can get sloppy with that real quick. And, I told the guys all the time when we started working on it is, it's a European style of offense, but you can't play it European. A lot of Euros, Coach, are rather finesse. With that, we have to be able to play it with some American muscle. So we've kind of adopted a European style with a side order of, American muscle, if you will.
Yeah, well, it's really what is going on at all levels now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that pass and, pass and follow type stuff and handoffs and all that, to kind of determine or get the switches and matchups you want. You're right, it's a lot about reading. I thought last year, Kevin, I was just amazed at versatility, but with the one young man you talked about, the kid from Henry Ford, you'll be your lead guard. I've heard nothing but great things about him. And so Bell will then play kind of off. It sounds like they're going to be maybe your three main guys. Is that fair to say?
That's right on the money, Coach. Like those guys are going to be the big three. And then the one thing that I like too is, I think the personnel that we brought in really fits that style, and they're going to make things a little bit easier for Slim, because last year, Coach, you saw him, man. He had everything he got, he had to work for.
Yeah.
He still was really productive. So this group, like I said, they've done a really good job of buying in. Because it's a fun way to play.
Yeah,
it is. Because everybody's touching. It's not like, NBA, they're going first side, ball side, pick and roll. That Euro ball screen is getting to the second and the third side of the floor and really making teams defend that, the width, that 52 feet. And if you don't, it's going to put guys in a position to play in space and really maximize their skills. So, I think we've done a good job. Do we got a ways to go? Absolutely. October 18th, we still got some work to do, but I'm excited about it.
But when you play that offense the right way, it really puts the defense in a bind. They've got to be able to move. They got to be able to come off screen. They got to be able to defend all sides, as you said, too. And by doing that and doing it the right way, you should have men open a lot.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff, absolutely. And that's, this is, it's kind of like that. I don't want to say, the comparison to Princeton, that might not be the same, but the discipline is almost to the point of where, you're always going to be able to get a good shot, but do you have the discipline to get, you know, change the ball to the second or the third side of the floor to give up that good shot to get somebody a great shot, a very high percentage shot. So I think that's one thing this group's done a really good job of so far.
Well, then you hope the defense on that end of it, they start getting over-aggressive too, chasing, and then that's another way to get somebody open.
Yeah, it'll get you. And that's where, you know, like when we did it, I just kind of, you know, did some research and called guys that I knew that had run it in the past and a couple guys that, you know, that I know still run it. Reggie Witherspoon, coach who used to, you know, he ran it when he was coaching at Buffalo a long time ago before Nate Oates got there. And that's why we call it Buffalo. I mean, if I steal it, you know, I'm going to steal it with some integrity and give credit to the people that I took it from. So yeah, just, you know, picking his brain on, you know, the do's and the don'ts and those kind of things and conveying that to the guys, just coaching the guys up with it. And like I said, I think they've done a pretty good job so far.
Coach, one of the keys to that offense, if you're just thinking of Nate's or Coach Oates, who we know, Bill Romulus, head coach, is now at Alabama. What you have to have great three-point shooters. How will your shooting be, you think, this year, and who are you looking forward to do the perimeter shooting?
I think our shooting is going to be a lot better, Coach. We had a scrimmage, a three-team scrimmage, two Sundays ago, and right. I thought we shot it really effectively, and we even had some wide open looks that, you know, out of the corners that we got to knock down. So I was pretty pleased with how we were shooting it. And the big thing is, you know, when you get the uncontested, unchallenged ones, you know, I mean, nobody wants to take the tough twos or challenge threes, but it's making that extra pass. And like I said before, giving up a good one to get somebody a great one. And the one thing the guys have really done is, you know, I think we've recruited and brought in guys that are better shooters, but those, you know, everybody's gotten in and putting in the time in the gym and kind of working on that craft. And more importantly, at the spots that they're going to get them in games.
You know, I see, you know, we start right first of the month, right? Are we on the road against, is it Grace or are we at home?
Yeah, we got, back-to-back road games. Got to go to Grace and then got to go to Ohio Christian. So two good challenges, you know, right off the bat.
Now, how did we, is it true we got Montana State Northern coming in?
Yep.
Yeah, the story behind that, first coach said we are not returning that game. We're not going back to Montana. But their coach, great guy, has got two kids from around the area. So he wanted to get back home. And they're seniors. They are coming back home for, they're from that Metro Detroit area. So he's coming back, and I think he's playing three games, like Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we got him on that Sunday. I think they play Rochester, somebody else. I can't remember who they play on that Saturday.
Actually, I'm trying to pull it up right now so I can see real quick.
So when it comes, as Jeff is looking at up league-wise, who are we shooting at this year? Who's getting all the publicity for being the favorites?
Coach, I'm telling you, Indiana Tech, this COVID year with guys coming back, they got every one of those guys.
And they were good last year.
You know, hitting the reset button and coming back. They were really good last year. They're going to be a problem again this year. You know, Rochester here, they won the league, yep. And they got picked second. They've got some of their marquee guys coming back. So I think the biggest thing, Coach, is probably since I've been here is the balance of power in the league is so spread out. You know, there's nothing easy about it. It's, you know, I can joke with you guys about this because, you know, you guys are, you know, a little bit older, but it's like the old school Big East, you know, when it was Georgetown and St. John's and, you know, Providence, where it was night in and night out. The Big East was just, you know, just so tough and so strong, almost to the point of, you know, this, you know, now the Big Ten now where there's,
right.
I mean, there's no off nights with anybody.
Right.
And that's the way our league has kind of shifted a little bit.
Well, I looked up the, they have Rochester on the November 4th, that Thursday, then Saturday, U of M Dearborn, and Sunday against us. So, yeah, that's a little bit of a trek. And
Yeah. Well, they're going to definitely get their games worth. So hopefully they come in Sunday with some dead legs.
Yeah.
We'll be ready to go a little bit.
That's always it's always a good thing to see if that can happen. But it's nice. Yeah, I'm looking at they got one that was at from Detroit that went to Henry Ford, and I'm looking at some other trying to pull up there real quick. That's the only one I see now, but I can imagine there's more. But that's a heck of a yeah. Are you sure you don't want to do a home and home? That's probably beautiful country, you know, out there, though, Coach.
You know what? When I was at Division I, when I was at IPFW, we went out and played Montana, and it is beautiful. I'll give them that. But you know, that Division I budget was a whole lot different than now. So if I'm going anywhere now, it's going to be someplace warm. And Bozeman, Montana is not the most warm climate.
Yeah, not coming up in the winter too. You have to get a lot of popcorns no. to be able to get out there too.
Well, you sell a lot of hot dogs and do a lot of security. I know that you guys do it all.
Yeah, right.
But the main thing, Coach, is you'd like to get off to certainly a good start, because used to be we could play all the way to the December and then start league after the holidays. You're playing league games four or five games in the season.
Yeah, and that's such a huge challenge, because it takes, and this is just my opinion, is it takes, you know, maybe five or six games for your team to really get their feet underneath them, to kind of start figuring out, who you are. I think in practice we can bang on that drum all the time as far as, you know, working and competing to establish an identity. But, you know, you're really gonna grow that and cultivate that when you're playing games and you're competing. So to do that in games that really count, in league games, boy, that's so hard and it's such a huge challenge. But, you know, like we've told the guys in many situations from their player perspective and, you know, our coaching perspective is, you know, man, that's the way it is. We can't control it, so let's not waste any energy on things that we can't control.
Right.
Just get ready to go when that day comes.
Yeah, because in the old days, so to speak, you know, we played a lot of tournaments and whatnot and tried to play great competition. But if we needed to retool something, we could retool it, maybe lose a ball game or two if that was across the way. But now it's the league games, and you even see that at the Division I level, Coach, where – Coach Izzo and Howard, they're going to have to – they play their big term, then they play the ACC deal, then they go right into two or three Big Ten games. So, because they're playing 20 games now too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Coach, it's one of those things with the emphasis in scheduling and guys playing harder and more challenging schedules. You know, people are – you know, moving away from that old Jim Boeheim Syracuse schedule where he doesn't play on the road until January.
Right.
So everybody's, you know, he's playing all these, the geographical schools at home, if you know what I'm saying. So everybody's looking to play tougher and more challenging schedules that, you know, will prepare them for conference play.
And impress those tournament committees, which we now even got at our level, right?
Oh, Coach, yeah. With everybody swimming in the same pool now, it's an even bigger challenge, but, kind of like I said before, one of the things that we just keep emphasizing with the guys is, man, let's stay focused on the things that we can control and, you know, polls and all that other stuff. People's opinions of you, those don't really matter. What matters is, you know, how we're taking care of our business every day and getting better and growing forward as a individually and as a program.
Well, look at Spartan football. I mean, nobody thought they'd be 7-0,
yeah.
Right? So, you know, good luck, Coach. I know your three top players are all really, really good players, and if you can develop that depth, this should be a fun year at the Fieldhouse.
Yeah, no question. I'm excited about it. I really am.
Yeah, I think we got scheduled together too. I think we have eight doubleheaders, men, women doubleheaders, so it's going to be a fun year for the Cave in Siena Heights, so we're looking forward to that as well.
Absolutely.
All right, well, Coach, we'll let you go and have some dinner, and we'll try to get a hold of Slim, and we'll be back. And I know this is not the last time we're going to be talking to you this year, so good luck, but we'll talk to you soon.
Gentlemen, thank you much, man. I appreciate you guys' time.
All right, thank you very much.
Good luck, Coach.
Also to Coach Joe Pasciotta. as he's going to try to get this team ready for the season. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll be back with more as we are here inside the Cave. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith, right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, along with Coach Fred Smith, and We are bringing in Slim, Kevin Rice. You can call him.
Hey, and, how's it going?
It's better known as Slim on campus, so. At least on the gym floor.
Doing good. Good to talk to you again. You did a great job last year, so you're back for your encore here on St. Sports Weekly. This is Coach Smith.
Glad to be back.
Well, it's getting close to that time of year, and things feeling good in the gym with you?
Yeah, feeling real good. We for sure getting ready for the big day.
Well, and Coach was talking a little bit about, the experience coming back and some of the guys that, like Kiwan, that weren't around last year, and somebody like Curtis Bell that was only there for part of the time, talking about what kind of impact that especially those two are going to be able to make.
Oh, yes. They're really going to make a big impact. We got Kiwan coming in at the point guard. Curtis is a nice wing for us, rebounds the ball well, good on both sides of the ball. And we also have another transfer in from Illinois, Fred Greer. So we got a nice amount of experience coming in, so we for sure should be good to make a nice run in this league this year, especially bringing back a few of the returners. And we got guys like Chad Elliott, that's a senior, that was out last year on injury, so he can make a big impact for us also.
When he was talking about a few guys from Florida that came up that are definitely not looking forward to this cold weather.
Yeah, they definitely not. They getting ready to get coats sent down and everything. They woke up over the weekend and they ain't know what hit them.
This weekend was kind of the first really blast of making it seem like it's fall and ready to push towards that winter stage.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, Slim, I'll tell you, it seems like there's this team, even though you had a great year last year, you averaged 19 a game, and I just saw you emerge as to one of the top players in our conference. But it seems like there's going to be a lot of competition within your team this year, and that's got to make you better. Does it look like that as far as early season practice and scrimmages?
Yes, the competition is definitely better. I can see it every day when we, like I said, bringing in more experienced guys. But I feel like me being moving up to one of the best players in the conference last year, I feel like we're having this help will actually open it up a little easier, make it a little better for me. So I feel like that will be a plus on our team for as a team goal and personal goal as well.
And Coach talked a lot about this European style we see so many teams playing. How does that, he says that it's going to allow you to be able to not only play in the baseline, but also maybe play at the high post and on the perimeter and as you make plays for other people. How do you like that style?
Yeah, I really like it well because it keeps the defense moving a lot. And, I mean, you really have to be conditioned well if you want to run in our offense. So, if you can keep the defense moving and we can keep the ball moving at a fast pace, I mean, we're going to find somebody that's going to make an error. So, that's why I feel like it's kind of good for us because the team's not going to be prepared to be guarded multiple sides, multiple actions and things like that. So, I mean, I think it fits pretty well with the guys on our team and me as well to be able to play with space also.
Another thing is your size. You have some young kids, a young guy from Wisconsin last year, and some of the bigger kids are going to have a year under them. And that'll help you because you had to do it all. So I think we're going to be a little bigger and stronger too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we for sure making sure we stay in that weight room, doing everything we need to do to get better every day.
So what are your personal goals this year for you and your team, Kevin?
I would say personal goals, at least finish top four in the league. I feel like we don't get the respect that we do, especially with the lack of experience we had last year. So everybody kind of looked down on us. So I would say as a team goal, try to make it at least top four, have about at least 3 or 4 guys make all conference. And like you said, we got a couple freshmen that have transferred in that I feel like will be really good. That can also make the all-freshman list. So I would feel like that would be kind of a team goal. But for me also, it's to move up all-conference first team because I finished second team last year.
Well, I really like the first goal, and that is to really be a player within that league. It's a tough league, but it's a league that even at the end of the year, we always played teams tough. It wasn't like, we're that far from knocking off the Techs and the Madonnas and some of these people, the Rochesters. And the key is getting off to certainly a good start. And I know we're certainly all excited to watch you guys play. Here, I'm going to turn it back over to the Mr. MC himself.
Well, Slim, again, we are on Saint Sports Weekly here, brought to you by Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Ottawa, Washington, CNI University. And, we talk about a few of those guys. What are some of the teams that in conference that you are really focused on that's, the few years that you've been here to say, you know what, these are red-letter games for us?
I would start off with saying the two top teams that was really good last year, also been good all the years I've been here, was Rochester and Indiana Tech. I feel like they have really good teams. They always got nice size, share the ball pretty well, and they always bring energy. So I feel like those are the two teams we're focused on, but them the two teams to beat in this league because they got the bigger names, they made it far, and they just overall pretty good teams.
Yeah, and Indiana Tech, we talked with Coach as well on that, and that's a team that's going to be bringing a lot of guys returning as well, and so that's always a team that when they're bringing that many people back, that's going to be a challenge. Well, again, and what about, Concordia? Is that a team just because they're local and a little closer? Is that a team, too, that,
always, I feel like, a close rival. I know a few guys that was there within the past years. That's one team that you can always depend on that's going to play hard. So if you come out and play laid back against them, then they'll get you for one, too. So you always got to stay prepared for everybody in the league. I feel like on any given night, anybody can be beat. So you just got to always stay ready and you'll never want to underestimate anybody on any given night.
It'll feel good too, Kevin, to just get a lot of people back in the field house. I think, one of the early season tests is Adrian College. And even though that's just a fun game and bragging rights you play every year, but that'll be a game that you're going to be able to get the gym rocking, and that will prepare you too, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I feel
we
played them my first year coming in, and I couldn't believe how many people came out to see that game. So I know the next time they missed out on one last year, so I know this year is going to be a real big one.
Yeah, that's always a great one for the milk jug.
Yeah,
and you want to make sure you kind of keep that on. In your trophy case, and have the bragging rights around town to keep that in there. But again, this is a year that with everybody having that extra year like you did, to be able to take that. And I know looking at a roster too, there's a couple other guys from Henry Ford. Does that help out team chemistry as well?
Yeah, I feel like that do for sure. With us playing together a little bit and actually outside of the collegiate, little leagues around the city, with us knowing each other really well with a couple guys that came here before, I feel like we can build that chemistry even stronger and make it better for us to make it easier out on the court.
Yeah, that always, when you can figure out, the team chemistry, that does make things a lot better. And that's always nice to have because, sometimes when things break down on the floor too, when you can count on that guy next to you because you've done some things with him and you know what's going to happen, it does make it a little easier.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Well, again, Slim, it's been good talking to you as always, and I know you're looking forward to this year, and hopefully the good things that you were talking about that you want to happen will happen for you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
Look forward to watching you soon, okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Appreciate both of you guys, man.
All right. Thank you very much. Once again, that's Kevin Rice, better known on the basketball floor as Slim. And, again, we're looking forward to some big things from him this season for the Siena Heights Saints. So we're looking forward to the year coming up. And, again, he's a guy that we really know is going to be somebody that Siena's got to count on, and for him to have a big year, for them to accomplish the goals that he's talking about, Coach, he's got to be a main part of that.
Yeah, he definitely has to come up big, and I think he's ready to do that. And that's where, you know, I think you could see the excitement in Coach's voice. I think the Saints are going to be pretty competitive this year.
Yep, I think so too. So we're going to take a quick time out and come back to one of our newly inducted Hall of Famers from the former exciting basketball player, one of your good guys, Fred.
That's right.
And we're going to talk with Lloyd Coles when we come back right after this here on Saints Sports Weekly on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a
variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman with Coach Fred Smith and newly inducted Hall of Fame member from class of 2005, Lloyd Coles. Lloyd, welcome on Saint Sports Weekly with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Did you hear the fight song in the background?
No, I did not hear the song.
Okay. I always like to get people that were, before football started, because it's the new fight song, and you guys never had a fight song. So I always like to play that fight song for people that had never heard it, don't know what the heck it is. So, but it was a good night on Friday night. It was a nice speech from you, and appreciated, what you did. And, again, congratulations on earning a spot in that Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Lloyd, this is Coach. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How you doing, Coach?
Man, this guy, it just gets me all fired up to talk to him. He was one of the great ones that played for Coach Sanifer and all the guys for our program. And Lloyd epitomizes a heart desire and unselfishness and is certainly deserving of the Hall of Fame. But why don't you tell our audience what you're up to now, Lloyd? What are you doing career-wise, and also about your family?
Sure. Right now, I'm a human resources manager at DC Energy, and I've been there for like 14 years. I'm also a assistant basketball coach at Ferndale High School.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yes. Got into coaching 10 years ago, and haven't put that down yet, Coach. Maybe that's because of you, Coach.
It's easy to get that bug when you have guys like Fred Smith and Al Sanifer as your coaches.
Yeah, it's not hard to get fired up or find some passion hanging around those guys.
So to talk about your family a little bit, too, I saw the family, and I felt bad I didn't get a chance. We're all so busy getting things done. I didn't get a chance to visit with your kids at all the other night. So tell us all about your children.
Yeah, my son and my daughter attended the Hall of Fame ceremony with me. My son, Lloyd IV, he's 7. And my daughter, JoJo Sydney Josephine, she is 5. And neither one are into basketball right now, sadly, but I'm gonna wait this out. Hopefully, my son will pick it up one day.
They're still young.
Yeah, they still are. Well, the other thing, yeah. Lloyd, is your father. I hadn't seen him in years, and he doesn't age at all. That's Lloyd Coles II, right? Is that?
That's right. That's right. Lloyd Jr. He'll be 71 next month.
I mean, he looks like a thoroughbred. I recognized him right now. He was such a just a wonderful person and such a great father and supporter of our program. But let's go years back. You played for Renaissance High School, certainly one of the powers. Andre Johnson talked about how you used to whip his Crockett team all the time. But talk about, how you got involved with Siena and, what made you come to Siena and your initial impressions of the school and academically and athletically.
Sure. Daniel Winston, he came to a couple of my games in high school, and I guess he liked a little bit what he saw. I think he brought you into the fold
their coach. And just from when you first came to visit me all the way in Detroit, like, man, you know, you didn't have to come all the way down here just to visit me. And then I found out that years later that really wasn't common practice. You really wasn't driving all the way to Detroit to go to some kid's house that, you know, that one of your other coaches kind of endorsed. So I felt special in that way. And then when I got to campus, you know, the first time I visited, I was like, man, this is a small community. Right. Not much to do here, but that means that I can really focus on what I need to get accomplished here. And I knew I was going since the first day I knew I was going there.
You know, academically, you talked about you had an adjustment, obviously, a successful HR career now. But what is it that you would be telling, well, maybe your relatives, the kids you coach now, and later your kids about the most important thing to be prepared academically to go to college?
Oh, man, this is so much. I would say the most important thing for an 18-year-old kind of basically going to be on your own is accountability.
Yep.
You don't have anyone waking you up, setting right. your alarm clock for you, saying it's time to get up or you're late or whatever, or you got to do X, Y, Z today. You know, you make your own schedule. You go to your own classes, you wake up on your own, go get your own breakfast. You have to be accountable to do all these things. And then when you consider yourself, you know, you're considering like you've had a long day. You've had run the loop in the morning, and then you had workouts in the afternoon. You had classes all day in between that. And then you probably got a night class, too, from 6 to 8. And you're telling yourself, hey, at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, I'm tired. But you haven't done what you were supposed to do for the next day yet. You still got papers to write and things to do and books to read. So it's like it's a mental grind, and you have to hold yourself accountable and – you know, do what you're supposed to do every day.
You know, that's a great point, Lloyd. And I know you had just great guidance from your father, but it makes me think back of a player that we brought in about 10 years earlier. His father, Kevin Woodmore, was the coach at Auburn Hills High School. And when I was there doing the home visit, he was a good point guard too. And he was, just listen to what we had to say. And his dad just got excited and said, listen, Kevin, your mama, he said, isn't going to be fixing you dinner, buddy. Isn't going to get you out of the bed. And I mean, and I'll never forget him saying that. I said, man, I ought to bring this guy with me recruiting. But the thing is, when you came to our program, we were in a real run of national tournament appearances, you know, and you were part of it for 4 years, but what was the biggest adjustment basketball-wise for you?
Oh, I would say the speed of the game and the amount of good players.
Yeah. You know,
I feel like – go ahead, Coach.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the game was faster. You got to make decisions faster. You know, people are bigger, stronger, taller, faster, and it's like – You can't get away with some of the stuff you did in high school. But in addition to that, the roster is just very deep. It's so many guys that are good, and wherever they're from, they were probably one of the best from wherever they're from. And it each day was like, you got to earn it. It's not going to be given to you because everybody wants to play and everybody's a good player.
Well, you know, we tried to establish that here, as you know, but one of the things we did, we had a great group of Detroit kids. And, you know, you and Andre, just two examples, even Greg and Perry, Highland Park, Detroit kids. Detroit kids are tough. And talk about that pride of you guys have of, you know, the Motor City and the basketball heritage up there.
Yeah, I would say, like, toughness is instilled in you early growing up in Detroit playing basketball because the talent pool is so deep. And then there are people that, you know, sort of like myself, who probably didn't have the most talent, but hey, I still want to play too. And I'm not going to let you just do whatever you want when you play against me because I don't have as much talent as the next person they have. So it was like just finding your niche to be able to compete. Nobody wants to just you know, say this guy is better than me, so I'm just going to let him do what he wants. No, you still going to have to earn it, and it's not going to be easy.
And then I'll let Jeff up. But one more thing. It was great to see the other night all your buddies and guys that showed up for you. Because, you know, this is an individual award which you deserved. You were truly a great all-around player. But to see all, you know, all the guys there had to be special for you.
It was definitely special to see all the guys, you know, back in this special place. You know, although it's maybe considered an individual award, I still give credit to, you know, all my teammates and the guys that were there because, you know, me being a defensive player and they knowing that I'm going to pressure my guy pretty much every time I'm in the game, the whole game and up the court. And I'm going to be upset if I'm pressuring my guy this whole way and we get across half court and he makes an easy pass to your guy. Like, you need to be denying your guy and get up the line so he just doesn't have an easy outlet. He has to deal with me a few seconds longer than what he wanted to. That gives me a higher probability of making something happen.
Yeah, and that's a great way to look at it, too. I mean, like Chico said the other night, too, as a pitcher, you know, I didn't strike everybody out. You know, my defense was there to make stops and to make outs for me to win games. And that's, you know, kind of with you. You're starting it. You're pressing them up the floor and making sure that they don't get that easy basket. And so, but yeah, you even though it is an individual award, there's still so much team that goes into that. And it was nice. And, you know, going back to what Coach said something earlier, you know, about learning things. And, you know, you had a great story about what Coach did for you, to making you stick around and write some papers, you know, but that was where the accountability really came in. And, you know, that first semester taught you for the next 3.5 how to be a college student.
That is so spot on. And, you know, most 18-year-old kids that, you know, go to college probably have a little bit of a selfish mindset or selfish mentality that it's about them and now they're on their own, they can make their own decisions, and, you know, they're just kind of winging it. And I just had a rude awakening and, you know, kind of a come-to-Jesus moment with coaches. Like, hey, this, doing it your way is not going to work. You have to be more accountable and do what you're supposed to do. And I don't want to be watching you and checking on you to make sure you're doing it. You just need to do it because it's in the best interest of yourself so you can get a degree here and the best interest of your teammates. Like, you don't want to let your teammates down, let alone yourself. Put your teammates first and then yourself. Don't be so selfish.
Yeah, that's one great positive way to look at it. Well, again, Lloyd, we're up against it, but we appreciate you coming on and talking a little bit about your days at Siena Heights and what those days meant to you. And we appreciate it. Again, congratulations on the induction the other night. It was great to be a part of it. And, you know, good luck with things moving forward.
All right. Thank you both for having me on. I appreciate it. You guys have a good night.
Hey, stay in touch, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right, once again, that's Lloyd Coles, the newly inducted member into the Siena Heights Hall of Fame. And it's good to have those guys come back, Coach. And it's good, as you said, with his teammates and stuff around there, it was nice.
I could tell you, and I know we got to wrap up, because I could tell you Lloyd Coles stories of toughness and teamwork for the next half hour, but we got to get to the next program. As usual, I enjoyed it so much.
All right, thanks once again. Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
For you have clutter issues, Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.